Like Effect continues on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Tyke. Fans of the early musical style known as Baroque will find two significant events in the coming days. This Saturday marks 8 hours of Baroque offerings at the Greater Milwaukee Baroque Festival held at Wisconsin Lutheran College in Wauwatosa. And the following day, a house concert to support the early music ensemble musical offering features music by Mozart, played by guest artist forte pianist Stephen Lubin, playing on a Stein forte piano. Joan Parsley is the artistic director of Musical Offering. She tells Lake Effect's Bonnie North how the festival evolved.
Well, it was very interesting. This festival has actually been going on for 6 years, and it was just a little gem, a well-kept secret. And the gentleman who is now president of the Wisconsin Federation of Music Clubs asked me 3 years ago to come and speak. Shortly after that, he said that he was having new responsibilities as president of the Wisconsin Federation. Would I be interested, would Musical Offering be interested in taking this festival over? And we were looking for a project that would really bind us to the community. And this is just wonderful. We couldn't be more thrilled to be working with the K through 12 students in our community.
Well, that was my next question, is who is this focused? It's a Baroque festival, but it's for children and young adults.
Yes. Actually, it's a festival and competition. The children are adjudicated in the areas of piano and strings. They play on modern instruments. But the significant thing is that they're playing Baroque compositions from the huge repertoire that there is, up to 1850. And we're very specific about composers, about the kinds of editions of music or text or original editions of music that they perform. And they have to play two contrasting pieces for the adjudicators. And then depending on how they do, they're awarded cash prizes. And then we have a very special young artist showcase of free performance for the community of all of our winners next spring.
Okay, so it continues on through winter.
Yeah.
While they're here, so it's a competition. Are they also getting classes during this time as well?
There are several things that are happening. There are demonstrations on the harpsichord. A lot of the children, the pianists, really love that. So I'm doing demonstrations and bringing one of my instruments. We'll have demonstrations of Baroque string instruments. There will be a master class, which is for more advanced students, with our guest speaker and guest artist. We always bring in someone now from the world of early music that can cross over into modern performance as well. And we have Stephen Lubin, who's doing that for us
this
year.
Wonderful forte pianist.
Yes. I mean, stellar.
I've heard any number of his recordings, and it's just wonderful stuff. Now, when students are introduced to Baroque instruments, what's the difference?
Well, it depends on what, if we're talking about winds or strings or keyboard. In strings, we have a Summer Baroque Institute, which we also provide students with historical instruments, and they're set up differently. The string instruments are just set up differently and built differently than the modern instruments, and they're strung in gut. The bow is also different, and now we have invested, the corporation has invested in Baroque bows, and it's really the bow that makes the difference. You can actually use a Baroque bow on a modern instrument and get a very good sound and be able to use the historical technique of playing on those instruments.
So this is an opportunity for the kids to actually be introduced to both the technique, the instruments, as well as maybe even the repertoire.
Well, the repertoire, and we have a humanities component where we look at a certain place in society where this music was during the time, and we have ornamentation improvisation classes. It's a whole week during the summer. And then this festival is in the fall. So it means now that musical offering is really operating on a year-round basis.
Which is a big change.
Change from just having a concert series.
Now, the students that you work with in the summer, are some of them going to be participating in this weekend workshop?
Yes.
Oh, good.
And so the hope is that that's going to feed the Baroque Institute, and the students in the Baroque Institute will have an opportunity to compete in the fall.
Do you find that the kids are really interested in the Baroque repertoire, in the Baroque music, you know, versus, say, any other period of classical music?
It's very interesting when the students come in because they really – they have an inkling. You know, they've taken Suzuki violin or cello, and, of course, Suzuki method uses a lot of the Baroque music, or they've played in their high school orchestra and have done – something by Bach or Handel or Vivaldi. So they have an idea, at least of the genre of music. But what's different is, of course, the technique. And that is an eye-opener to them. And then, you know, where this music fit in society. And the children just, they're like a sponge. They just soak it up. It's really an amazing thing to watch. And learning to play with musicians who they haven't met before, who may be coming in from other parts of the city. And it's just, it's fabulous.
How many participants will there be on the weekend?
Right now, we have 65 young pianists and string players who are competing.
That's exciting.
It's very exciting.
So are you breaking them up into things like doing trio sonatas and, you know, or?
No, it's solo repertoire right now. But we have plans for the future. We want to have a chamber music category. We also will eventually have a category for young people who are dedicated or becoming more dedicated to playing on the Baroque instruments themselves, because that's really where the industry in early music is going. And we see that coming out of places like Juilliard School of Music, which has just a fabulous endowment now for historical performance that was started 3 years ago.
So not only the performance practice and ornamentation and all of that, but actually the instruments themselves are either reproductions or restorations.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I find that fascinating because that's changed so much in the last 30 years. I mean, there was such a resurgence of interest in early music in the 70s.
Right.
And then the historic performance practice sort of came in and everybody was on that. But they were still using modern instruments.
That's right.
For the most part.
Yeah. What's interesting is that we do have a teacher, a string teacher, who has a small little harpsichord, a spinet, who wants to bring it in so that her students can be accompanied on harpsichord.
Nice.
That's – yes.
Which, of course, is the correct
– it would be nice.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. The modern piano is lovely, but it just has a different sound.
It is different.
Are you going to open it up eventually to wind players as well and brass players?
We would like to, and to vocalists. But right now we're taking a very conservative approach, and there's a lot – we see just tremendous potential with this festival. But as we go on, of course, the funding demands become greater. So we want to make sure that we're on a good footing right now with the teachers that we're working with, and seeing these students, it's just like flowers blooming in a garden. It really is.
So what about musical offering? I know you're still having your concert series.
Yes, we have 5 concerts, and we're doing some playing in other places as well. Now.
So outside of Milwaukee?
Milwaukee, yes.
So where are you taking things?
Well, into the northern suburbs of Chicago and Madison. Those are really markets that we're beginning to develop now.
And well, that's fantastic. You're going on the road.
We're, well, and we want to do more of that. We really do. But, you know, we still have our – each of our programs has a particular theme. We are bringing in some guest artists this season for the first time, really. Two wonderful Baroque dancers in November. And then Jory Vinicor, who's a harpsichordist that was up for a Grammy nomination for his work on In Rameau. And he's playing a wonderful C.P.E. Bach harpsichord concerto for our C.P.E. Bach anniversary celebration next May.
I didn't even realize it was his anniversary.
It is. Yeah. Yes.
And one of the great Bach sons, right. Carl Philipp Emanuel. Yes. And I always loved his music.
Oh, I think it's great. Yeah. And, you know, really when we came back to Milwaukee and kind of regenerated musical offering, it was all Bach. All J.S. Bach and his contemporaries. And we still have Bach is the basis of what we do. But now, you know, we're extending ourselves into the French repertoire with Rameau and Fauqueray and Marais and Lully and Campra. So we're looking at a lot of different things coming up in the next couple of years for the ensemble.
Well, and also there's a whole – the French repertoire is so different in terms of the technique and in terms of the interpretation. It's very different than the German and the Italian.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
But, you know, the Germans, like Telemann, we just did two of the Paris quartets the other night in performance for our opening concert. And we talked about, you know, his championing the French overture style. And one of the things that he wanted to do, he was highly celebrated. Composer and went to France in the autumn of 1737. He was invited and wrote these wonderful quartets in the Parisian style. And because of them, took composition to a whole new level. I mean, we'd known about the trio sonatas in Germany and Italy. All of a sudden, we have these fabulous quartets.
So and something new.
Something right. new. And the French were everywhere. You know, their influence was everywhere.
Well, I'm looking forward to it, and I hope at some point we can get you and the ensemble in the studio so we can hear some of this.
We would be happy to accommodate you.
All right. Well, we will make that happen once you get the festival over, and we'll try to get everything. But best of luck with this.
And we should let you know that this is free and open to the public. So if people want to come and hear these young students at the end of the day perform their winning pieces or attend the master class with Stephen Lubin starting at 1 o'clock, they are welcome to do so.
And we'll put all the information on our
Great.
Website how to do it.
Okay.
Joan Parsley, as always, such a pleasure to have you in the studio.
Thank you so much, Bonnie. We appreciate being here.
Joan Parsley is the artistic director of the ensemble Musical Offering. She spoke with Bonnie North. You'll find a link to information about this weekend's concert and the Greater Milwaukee Baroque Festival from WUWM.com/lakeeffect. And that's Thursday's edition of the program. I'm Mitch Teich. Thank you so much for being with us today, and I sure hope you'll tune in again tomorrow and every weekday morning at 10 for Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM Milwaukee Public Radio. We're NPR in Milwaukee. Stay tuned. Fresh Air is next. It's 11 o'clock.